Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
Do you know how baseball fans, like, will go try and go to every stadium in America?
Right, yeah.
Well, I'm such a big fan, and my husband will tell you this, of Nordstrom. Am I allowed to say the name of the store? Okay, because we don't have one here, so it's not like, you know, that I have now visited almost every Nordstrom in America. And the Racks. Actually, the Racks more, because it's so much more reasonable. But every city we go to...
Yeah, the Racks are only the cost of Lord and Taylor.
No, it's actually... They're amazing. Like, yeah. Seriously, you can buy, like, $3 coats. But, of course, they've been there forever. But we were traveling, and so we went from Austin to Dallas to Phoenix to I forget where else, and we had like this big trip, and I managed to make it to a Nordstrom in every city. And then
that's great. Of course you did.
Well, and then I had a client. I have clients in Buffalo, so I was driving to Buffalo on a Saturday, and I was talking to my friend, and she said, "Well, you know, there's a Nordstrom Rack in Buffalo." I'm like,
wow.
Stop.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
There's a Nordstrom Rack.
I did not know that myself.
Yes. So I mean, it's not like I would drive. Yeah, I probably would drive an app. This is weird though. Like when you become obsessed, and I think some of it is the service wherever you go, they're so nice. Like there's this old story about how Bruce Nordstrom, one of the mm-hmm. founding, you know, sons of Nordstrom, was you could call him at his desk and he would always answer the phone for any customer. And so somebody said, well, I'm going to try it. And he wasn't there. And they said, well, hold on, though, but we can patch you in. He's on the floor at the, you know, Seattle
right,
store. Like
right.
He had just...
That's amazing.
He was working.
Yeah.
And I think people think of them as big and fancy. And
yeah.
No, but I think I think they're what great retailing's all about.
Yeah.
I once walked in there and I was limping and a shoe salesman came over. He said, are you okay? I said, oh, I bought these shoes in another store and they really hurt. So he said... Well, take them off. I'll go in the back and stretch them. And I said, I didn't buy them here. I bought them at another store.
Yeah.
And he said, it's okay. Brilliant. Yeah. He had a barefoot woman walking around a shoe department for a good 10, 20 minutes. And because he was nice.
And he's
pretty. I had to try on other shoes. But I really think that it's the, you know, it's like the Wegman story.
Yeah.
Great customer service.
Exactly.
Yields results.
Exactly.
So
Wegman always said, make sure that you're happy as an employee because you will treat the customer better if you're a happy
yes.
employee.
Right. Sometimes I won't even buy things. I just walk in there like it's a museum of shopping.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.